Hey, what is up, fellow listeners? My name is Gen Z, and this is
Gen X.
Also known, I'm Gavin, and this is my dad. And I apologize that we haven't been really posting consistently on the podcast. As someone who's mainly the one that does like all the ideas and like behind the scenes stuff for the podcast, I apologize for not really coming up with any recent ideas. It's just that a lot of the movie news, there hasn't been too many of it that really intrigues me, and I don't think it would intrigue you, but maybe we could do another movie news after this. Who knows? Today, so what we did was is we ended up binging a ton of trilogies. Not really binging, but we watched like one a movie from a trilogy each day. And today we're going to be giving our top five movie trilogies with three honorable mentions. We both have our lists right here. So kick us off with your first honorable mention.
Oh, we're jumping right into it?
Yes.
Okay, well, this one might surprise you. My first honorable mention is Captain America. I'm looking at the original Captain America superhero movie, The Winter Soldier, and Civil War as a trilogy.
It does count.
I like all those movies. I think the original Captain America is probably the weakest of them, but Winter Soldier is a great movie, and I really enjoyed Civil War.
It is definitely a really great trilogy. I think the 2 and 3 are a lot better. I wasn't too big on the first one. Like, I thought it was a good movie, but I thought it was very flawed. The second one is really fantastic. This is my favorite MCU movie in them. Civil War has some issues and stuff you can nitpick about it, but it is a really great movie. I'm actually doing a top 15 favorite movie trilogies on my YouTube channel, so it's definitely, I'm pretty sure it's on there.
And I would say this, I'm a comic book reader from back in the day. I've read a lot of those comic books. Captain America was never a favorite character of mine, and when they said he was going to come to the big screen, I wasn't excited about that at all.
Yeah, and like his suit is really cheesy and like the comic.
But he's really good. Chris Evans is really good in the role. They write it really well. Mm-hmm. I got to say, I was really impressed. And if I rewatch some of those movies, I rewatched Civil War and I rewatched Winter Soldier. I really liked
My only issue with Civil War is I felt like it just didn't. Like, I haven't read the comics, but I've heard that Captain America actually dies in the comics and I've heard that a lot of other characters die. Yep. And it felt like if they. Like, I know this is a weird thing to say, but if they killed someone else off, it would have felt like the stakes were higher.
Yep.
And I felt that could have worked really well, but it's still a really great movie.
The comic books are a lot darker than the movies.
Yeah.
All of them.
And I think Winter Soldier has the best action out of the entire MCU. It's definitely the best MCU trilogy by a landslide.
There you go. That's my honorable mention in it. It just made my list.
My honorable mention is the Dallas trilogy. We watched this recently. I've never seen these movies actually ever. I've never seen a Clint Eastwood movie until just a couple weeks ago. I do think that the Fistful of Dollars is the weakest, but is still really great. And just has like it just has this great introduction in Clint Eastwood, and it probably is the best visual storytelling. Like you could tell what Clint Eastwood was thinking in the movie very well, and the villain is really great. And like it just, and then A Few Dollars More is my favorite out of the trilogy, and just like it takes everything that was great in A Fistful of Dollars and just does it so much better. We have like the best villain, and we have probably the second best villain in the trilogy, and then The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is usually that favorite. It's like I thought those 40 minutes were a little bit extended, but besides that, I do think it is a great. I do think it is a really fantastic movie.
I really like that trilogy too, and I think the second movie is the best because the first one is so simple. It's good, but it's so simple, and the third one gets so complicated. The second one's kind of a nice balance in between, where it's a little bit more complicated than the first. The action's a little bit better, and it just hits that sweet spot. Yeah. Where the third one, I think they just went too far. They added too much stuff. Even though I know a lot of people really like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Agreed. I do think that The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, just the whole Civil War stuff, I've heard people say, like, it's, like, I did a ranking of these on my YouTube channel, and apparently it has something to do with this symbolic type stuff that, it just felt out of place to me. Kick it off with your next
one. My second honorable mention?
Your second honorable mention.
So one of my rules of this is, like, to be a good trilogy, you had to have at least two good movies. So there's some trilogies that have one amazing movie, and then they do two others. That doesn't work for you. You need to have at least two good ones.
Exactly.
And my seventh in the list, my second honorable mention, is actually the Die Hard trilogy.
Wow.
Where the first movie is groundbreaking, amazing. I remember seeing it in the theater and thinking, that's one of the best movies I've ever seen. It was just exciting and fun at the same time. The second one is not good. We won't pretend. But the third one, Die Hard with a Vengeance with Samuel Jackson, is highly underrated and is actually a really good movie. And I think it wasn't written to be a Die Hard movie, but in Hollywood they got the script and they said, we could adapt this and make it a Die Hard movie, and they did, and it's really well done and entertaining.
I've only seen the first one, which is of course a Christmas classic, and just like I remember like we used to watch that like we used to watch that for Christmas season. I think it is a fantastic action movie. I haven't seen 2 and 3, so I can't really judge that. But my next honorable mention is the How to Train Your Dragon trilogy. Honestly, this is a really fantastic trilogy. In my opinion, the How to Train Your Dragon, the franchise in general, has probably the best animated score ever.
Ah, okay.
Ever. I it's just so catchy. It sticks with you. It's in your head. And just it works so well. In like the characters, the consistent themes, I think the How to Train Your Dragon trilogy is definitely some of DreamWorks' best movies.
That's not the animated choice I expected you to put in your list.
Well, we might see that other animated choice with different analysis.
Okay, I know what's coming then.
Maybe.
You want me to go to my next one?
Yes.
I can't believe this one is only honorable mention, but it is Rocky. I have Rocky as my last honorable mention. Again, you have to have at least one good movie. The first movie won a ton of awards, was extremely popular. And it's hard, even when you watch it today, not to enjoy it. Like, it's really good. The second movie, I thought, again, was really well done. Maybe better fight sequences, interesting story. The third one with Mr. T is not great. But the strength of those first two movies, again, you got to have at least two good movies. And those first two are really, really good movies. Yeah.
I think the original Rocky is my favorite sports film of all time. Then again, I'm not really someone who watches sports movies, but I do.
But it could be the best sports movie of all time.
It's my favorite sports film of all time. The second one is really fantastic, and the Rocky franchise is one of my favorite franchises of all time. The third one, I kind of have a soft spot for. I think it's good enough. Honestly, I think there's a lot of fun stuff to be had in that movie, and it's definitely. And then after that, 4 is just chaos.
But I'm only looking at 3. I'm not going to 4.
And Rocky is probably the iconic sports franchise.
I mean, there are not many films, fourth films in a series, that are any good.
In some, it's debatable.
There's one that I can think of that's
Star Trek 4.
I can't remember which one that is.
That's the one with the whales.
That's not good. I'm thinking of like the Mad Max trilogy. And then you got Fury Road, which is the fourth one. And a lot of people think Fury Road is the best one. But that's really rare. Like, that usually the fourth movie is not good.
It's usually not very good. My next honorable mention, you guessed it, it's the Toy Story trilogy.
I knew it was on there somewhere.
You got a friend in me. I do really love this trilogy, and I think it is really a great, fantastic trilogy. The fourth one, it's a great movie, but technically, I'm talking about the first three, which, in my opinion, for me, it has to have consistent themes throughout, consistent characters that we learn about, consistent storylines, plot lines that are definitely resolved in the third one. In my opinion, it really was. I thought Toy Story 3 was a fantastic ending. I thought it's just a really amazing movie that has amazing themes. The first one, of course, is a classic, even though it does have flaws. In my opinion, is the weakest. It's still great. Toy Story 2 is, of course, amazing. And it just makes a trilogy that's about childhood nostalgia.
And it is really well done. I didn't put an animated trilogy on my list, but if I would have, this would have been the one.
Yeah, it's just like it gives you childhood nostalgia. It makes you think about toys you've left behind in the second one. In the first one, it talks about like having new toys and then not really playing with your old ones. And then the third one, it's about moving on from those toys. And just all of it is fantastic. Honestly, has some of the greatest characters in.
It really made Pixar.
It really did make Pixar. It is like it's one of those few franchises where, in my opinion, it doesn't have a bad one. This and The Hunger Games, very weird picks, but they're the only really two franchises that I don't think have a bad movie.
Interesting. So I'm going into my top five.
Yes.
All right, my fifth on the list is the Godfather trilogy. That's number five. Again, you got to have at least two good movies, and it does. Godfather 1 is amazing. Godfather 2 is amazing. We don't really want to talk about Godfather 3. It's not very good. But the acting and the story and the characters in those first two movies, they're just amazing. And it's directed really, really well. And even though they were made a long time ago, you can watch them today and they still hold up. So,
like, I do really like, unfortunately it didn't make my list, but I do think the original Godfather is fantastic, even though it does have nitpicks. But in my opinion, the second one is, of course, a masterpiece. And the third one, it's good enough. It's very disappointing. That
It's hard to end the trilogy with that particular movie, but the idea in the second one to go back in time and to explore how some of these characters originated, I just think that's brilliant.
And just like, didn't Al Pacino play both? Like, he played both, like, both the characters. He does a very good job of playing both. You really do buy him as his father, and then you buy him as...
But he's not playing his father. That's Robert De Niro.
Ah.
So it's two of the best actors of a generation, Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. Even though they never share the screen together, they're in the same movie.
Yeah, I kind of could like see how they were related though. Like, it really did work.
It's great storytelling.
Yeah, and it didn't make my list though, unfortunately. My number five is a different one that no one really counts as a trilogy, but I'm counting anyways. That's the Frankenstein trilogy. The original Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, and Son of Frankenstein.
I did not see that coming.
I really did count it. I do count it as a trilogy. Some people don't. But for me personally, it has the same characters, and it has consistent themes throughout the three movies. And then once you get to the next one, it's like, doesn't really
happen. You're talking about the old school Frankenstein
movies. Yeah, the first three, which are all classic horror movies. Like, the first one, I think, is the best horror film, but I think Bride is the best made movie. Okay. And Son is pretty fantastic as well. It's just a fantastic trilogy. Just all three of them are amazing. In my opinion.
Did not see that coming.
And just, the first Frankenstein, it just builds and sets up these characters, this whole world, and just, we have this mad scientist who's just, really just, it's just an iconic movie, and just cinema in general. It's insane how much they've satirized the first one. And then Bride of Frankenstein is absolutely amazing, one of the greatest sequels of all time. And just, we sympathize more with Frankenstein. It has less of the horror feel, and it's more of, like, a character study of the character of Frankenstein. And it shouldn't even really be called Bride of Frankenstein, because the bride isn't until, like, the last 5 minutes. Mm. And just, like, when he realizes that no one can love him, and it's just this really heartbreaking scene. And Son is really fantastic as well. I don't think it's as great as the first two, but it's still an amazing movie. And just, like, we get to see the son of Frankenstein, and just the tension filled the whole... This whole creepy house that, in my opinion, has the greatest atmosphere out of the three. And it's a really fantastic movie. And just all of these, it just makes this amazing, fantastic horror trilogy, which very few times makes a great trilogy.
Wow, that is a very film nerdy pick. But that's good, in a good way. I did not see that coming. Mine are much less film nerdy. Straightforward. I'm going to go to my next one. My number four is Indiana Jones. Raiders of the Lost Ark, phenomenal movie. I saw it in the theater when it came out and was blown away. Temple of Doom just kind of upped the game a little bit and might even be better. The third one is good. To me, it's not on the level of the first two. First two are better. I know you disagree. But those three movies, amazing. And, it's number four. It's right up there.
The thing is, Last Crusade, in my opinion, is the greatest adventure film of all time. That didn't exist. Raiders of the Lost Ark would probably be. And if that didn't exist, Temple of Doom might be in the top five.
Yeah. Temple of Doom is amazing. It's fun and entertaining. It's entertaining, and there's danger in it. There's action. It's got everything.
Definitely a really great trilogy, but unfortunately didn't make my...
Wow.
My number four is, this is going to get a lot of people mad, but I don't really care, is the Star Wars original trilogy. It's still fantastic. I still think that I still think 2 and 3 are really amazing. Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, in my opinion, are cinematic masterpieces and just phenomenal movies. And just like what they do with the original New Hope, even though I think it's the weakest, I still think it really sets up this characters really well and fantastically written. And I just think that the introduction of Darth Vader is really great. I do think it does a great setting up this world, but I do think that some of the special effects, because it doesn't have the high of a budget, is kind of dated. When you look at it, the 2 and 3 are really amazing. Really amazing special effects. But this one, at times, it's not that great. I thought the action, besides the third act, was awful. And Luke's kind of annoying at times. But besides that, it's a really good movie. And then Empire Strikes Back is just completely amazing. And I think it's The thing is, the only issue I have with it is the ending, and just because, like, I get it, it's intentionally supposed to be dark, but it just doesn't give a satisfying note for me personally. And then you're going to Return the Jedi, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, and just gives this great ending and payoff that we've been building up to. It kind of messed up in Rise of Skywalker, really did.
They really did.
And it's just really just a fantastic trilogy. It didn't make my top three.
That's amazing. It makes me really wondering what your top three are. Star Wars is sitting at number four.
Okay. What's your number four?
My three.
Your number three.
My number three is the Alien trilogy. Again, you gotta have at least two good movies. The original Alien is, to me, highly underrated and phenomenal. A great kind of science fiction horror movie. Just the special effects were out of this world. The idea behind the Alien, just crazy, like no one saw that coming. And even today, it's just wildly entertaining. Great actors in it and performances all throughout, just phenomenal. And then Aliens, obviously, was a phenomenon, and people love that movie, and it's rewatchable. You can watch it over and over again, and it looks as good as any movie does right now. It becomes more of an action. And the third one, even though I would say it's much lesser than the two, I'd say it's a good movie. Not a great movie, but by the strength of those first two movies and how exceptional they are, it made my three.
I've only seen the first two. I haven't seen the third one. So I do think the first two are really fantastic films. Aliens is probably one of my favorite films of all time just because, like, what they did, the scale, and just everything with that movie is just really amazing. And, of course, the first one is one of the greatest horror films of all time.
So it's hard. Those two movies, like, if you look at our list here, those two movies so far might be the two strongest movies in any trilogy, besides Godfather and Godfather 2, which are really strong.
My number three is Lord of the Rings. It's like basically like the key, like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings are two of the nerdiest franchises ever. I do think that Lord of the Rings is probably the best made trilogy. Like, if I'm looking at how well these films are made, Lord of the Rings trilogy probably is the best out of all of them. But just because they're so long, they don't have as big of a rewatchability factor as my top two, which we will get into later. But I still think it's a fantastic trilogy. Fellowship of the Ring just creates this great, has this phenomenal world building. We get to dig really deep in these characters. And I think that is some really great action at the end, even though there's very little action. And it's probably the most fun out of the three, I would say, even though it's not the best well made. I think Two Towers is honestly even better. I think it's a phenomenal film. And just Gollum is awesome. He's fantastic in that movie and probably the best out of the entire trilogy. And just Sam and Frodo, they're both amazing, of course. And just, it took everything that was in the original film, in my opinion, did it better. The only thing I didn't think there was, I thought the action in Fellowship of the Ring was still better, and I thought it was a little bit more fun. But besides that, it still did a phenomenal job. And then Return of the King, I do think that all three of these films have flaws. None of them are perfect for me, but I do think they're all fantastic. Just Return of the King, it just gives this amazing payoff. It has all this amazing stuff that's ending to. Even though I think there are nitpicks, I still do think that it's a fantastic movie. And the interesting thing about Return of the King is that Pippin kind of gets the storyline. Like, we get to see a character arc from Pippin, which I wasn't really expecting, and I really did wish we got a little bit with Merry, even though I get it. There's a ton of character arcs you have to build. Eventually, someone's going to be the added one out, but I kind of wish they got a little bit more character development with Merry, because I found him quite bland. And just, it gives this fantastic ending, and I haven't seen the Hobbit trilogy. Maybe I'll like it, maybe I won't.
You won't like it as much.
Probably not. And yeah, it's a really fantastic trilogy. It's just that the other top two, I think, are I would probably rather rewatch.
Well, coincidentally, that's my number two, is Lord of the Rings. I read the books when I was a little kid. There's an animated film. I watched it over and over and over again. I've even taught some of the Lord of the Rings books in class. I took a class in college on the Lord of the Rings, so I know a lot about it. To me, the Fellowship of the Ring is the strongest one in there. Best story, best effects, best acting, best arc in the film itself, to go from the Shire to Moria to the end scene, the death of Boromir. Just all great scenes, and the story's awesome. I like the Two Towers as well. To me, they didn't really stick the landing with Return of the King, but it still is an amazing movie and an amazing cinematic achievement. It might be, before they did the Marvel franchise, all those movies together, to me it was the greatest cinematic achievement to film all those three movies at the same time in New Zealand, and to pull that off was pretty incredible.
I know this is a little bit off topic, but I think Lord of the Rings and Star Wars are bigger achievements than Marvel. I think they're a little bit overrated. Anyways, we're getting off topic.
No, I don't think you can get on topic, because I would say this, like, Endgame and Infinity War, to bring together all those storylines from all those different films, with, by the way, all kinds of different directors, writers. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's the best movie ever made, but I'm saying nothing like it has ever been done in cinema.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything will ever be like it, done like this again, unless Marvel tries to do it again. And even if they do, they're not going to pull it off to the same level, because it won't be new and exciting.
I think Endgame, though, in a lot of ways, is kind of like Return of the King. Like, if I,
yeah.
Like, they're very similar.
They're very similar.
I get it. It's like, it's not saying they ripped them off at all. It's kind of like, just, they're both big blockbusters.
Right.
But I think they're both massive endings, and I thought Return of the King, like, it had a lot more risks, because it's... Endgame is just enclosing the Infinity War saga. That's not the easiest thing ever, but it's still kind of not the hardest
they
thing.
They are,
ever.
But they're tying together storylines from Ant-Man. They're tying together... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's not like they closed the MCU. Lord of the Rings had to close... They had to close the animated movies. They had to close... Just they had to close everything. They had to... It's not... Infinity War is just closing a saga. They had to basically close a franchise.
But I think they've... I'm not saying they've closed Marvel, but... What comes after Infinity War will be very different than what came before it. And a lot of the characters that were a part of the initial MCU run won't be a part of it. So I know what you mean. Marvel's still going to continue, but Marvel's going to look different now.
Yeah, definitely. And I think they're definitely taking some interesting
risks. Lord of the Rings is my number two. And amazing storytelling, amazing characters. Viggo Mortensen, phenomenal actor in there. Ian McKellen as Gandalf. I don't know how you could cast anyone better. Like, they're perfect. And Sean Bean... underrated as Boromir. Incredible performance. He really resembles the character in the book.
My number two is Back to the Future. Honestly, Lord of the Rings is technically better made, but
yes,
it's
it
very
is.
Much better made. I think the original is fantastic. The third one, I think, is very underrated. I think it's an amazing movie as well. And then the second one, it's great. It's not as good as the first two at all, but it's still really fantastic. And I did the first one, it's just... The thing is, they're kind of spoofs on, like, this different types of genres, the more I think about it. Because the first one, it's kind of like, it's a little bit of a spoof on time travel movies and this type of stuff, but not really a spoof. And then the second one, it's kind of like on how spoof on kind of how we'd envision the world. And the third one is clearly a spoof to the Dallas Trilogy and Clint Eastwood westerns. And it's very interesting to see these different trilogies that are kind of different. And they're very different. But they're also similar in a lot of ways. And I really did think they are. It's a fantastic trilogy.
I'm shocked that Back to the Future is ranked higher than Lord of the Rings and Star Wars.
Well, the thing is that... Lord of the Rings is definitely better. It is definitely a better trilogy.
Well, it's not higher on your list, though. So is that win the gold for the best?
Yeah, but it's like, Back to the Future, I think they're probably some of the most rewatchable films ever made.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to put that over that.
See, Back to the Future didn't make my list because I feel like the first movie is amazing. It absolutely is. It was a phenomenon. But the next two don't quite rise to the level to make it a top trilogy. For me.
Okay.
My number one, probably no surprise, it's going to be Star Wars.
Knew it.
The trilogy, Star Wars was the first movie that I ever saw in the movie theater. And I remember thinking, are all movies like this? Like, wow, what an experience. And in reality, most movies back then were not at all that good or like that. I was disappointed to see other movies in the movie theater and not have the same experience. Even though some of the effects are dated... it was made in the 1970s, and I can tell you this, before Star Wars, there was nothing like it. And even immediately after, the 4 or 5 years after, no one else but George Lucas was able to equal anything like it. As far as rewatchability, I must have seen that first Star Wars movie over 100 times. I don't think I'm exaggerating. And Empire Strikes Back is one of my favorite movies of all time. I don't think they quite stick the landing with The Return of the Jedi. I think it gets too repetitive. It resembles the first movie too much. But I do enjoy it. But to me, as a kid, probably one of my favorite films was Empire. And I could watch that one over and over again. I like the dark ending. I like the fact that things aren't resolved. I like the fact that they leave you with almost a cliffhanger that they've got to resolve. And I agree with you about Return of the Jedi. The beginning of Return of the Jedi is amazing with Jabba and all that. That stuff is great. I just think when you get to, well, we got another Death Star, and we got to go in and hit it in a certain spot, and it'll cause a change reaction, That or chain reaction, that's where you lose me. Yeah,
but it's like with Force Awakens, that's never an issue, apparently.
What do you mean? That they repeat it?
No, yeah, with Force Awakens, oh, like, it's basically an issue to me. It's basically
it's J.J. Abrams, who just can only do kind of like fan service. That's what he's doing. He's not doing anything new. He's like, you know, people like Desert Planets from the first one. Let's do Desert Planet. People like Orphans. Let's give them another Orphan, right?
What up?
They like super weapons. Let's give them another super weapon.
What about Mission Impossible 3?
Well, we're not talking about that. I'm just saying, like, J.J. Abrams just redid the first one. And it was smart because it made money. People liked it. They liked the humor. They liked the way it was.
To me personally, I think J.J. Abrams is a very underrated director. A lot of people hate him for Skywalker. I'm one of the very few people that actually like that movie. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he didn't do Rise. Oh, he did Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, he did Rise. He didn't do Last Jedi, which is also another movie I think is really great. And I don't understand most of the criticisms for
that. So that, is that going to be your top trilogy, the new Star Wars?
Oh, no, no. It's not on there. It's definitely not on here. Okay. But my number one is Planet of the Apes.
Wow. The original?
No, not the original. The prequels. I think War is one of my favorite films of all time. It is one of the most emotional movies I've ever seen. It is heart-wrenching. Rise is absolutely amazing just because, like, it shows just see how Caesar became the way he is. And it's kind of built up because I heard in the original trilogy he was, like, kind of in those, like, the original movies. And just in this film, like, we see how he becomes who he is. And just the CGI in all three is absolutely stunning. Like, I feel like I could touch it. Like, it's that real. It doesn't feel like computer-generated effects in the slightest bit. And Andy Serkis gives an amazing performance in Rise because he doesn't have much to work with. He can't really talk at all. Like, there's, like, one scene. And that scene where he's, like, screaming no at the zookeeper is just a very great scene. And just everything about the movie is fantastic. And the fact that they made a movie about Planet Apes shooting machine guns and blowing up tanks, an emotional impact and just... And John, it's an absolutely amazing movie, in my opinion. It's still the weakest, but still fantastic because it just shows that it shows more about humanity, explores more about these humans. And then we have Koba, who's been tortured all of his life by humans. And then we have Caesar, who just recently figured out how terrible humans can be. And just you understand the conflicts between the two. You understand how they relate to one another, but at the same time, one is evil and but has reasonable motives. In a way, he's kind of right at the end of the film. And just, like, I debate whether, like, Dawn or Rise more. Like, they're very neck and neck. They're very close. I think I might like Dawn more. It's hard to say. And then we get to War, which is one of my favorite films of all time. Just, it's this emotional, impactful movie that just, everything it does is absolutely amazing. Just, Andy Serkis probably gives his best performance because he feels like he's an ape that's learning, but he also feels just like an ape, so there's also other things. And just Woody Harrelson, he would feel like he might be an over-the-top villain, just this generic government-type person, but we actually get emotion, we get motives from him. And that whole scene where they take down the humans, which it's kind of dark the more you think about that, we're watching our own species getting taken out, but at the same time, you're kind of like, yes, destroy these jerks. At the same time, it's like, it's kind of like, you're kind of rooting for them at the end of the movie, because you understand why they would do that, because really no good people are left, no good humans are really left in it, so you kind of just don't care about it anymore, and you're kind of just, you're really rooting for them, and just, the spoiler alert, Caesar actually dies in War, which is an actually very shocking scene that I did not see coming, and just... Yeah. I did not see it coming at all because this is Hollywood we're talking about. They're not going to kill off their main character. And I'm kind of glad that they did because his arc is complete and it makes sense to do that. I swear, if they bring him back, I'm going to be really mad. And it's just an overall amazing
trilogy. I can tell you like it. I'm not a huge fan. I know you like it. I feel like I should like it. A lot of people like it. I just have a hard time connecting to the characters. And I don't know if that's because they're CGI, that, you know, that the main characters are CGI. I just have a hard time connecting to it. And it's told through the perspective of the apes, which I like. I think it's a great idea. But I just have a hard time connecting with it. Even though I agree the special effects are great, it's an interesting idea to show how the planet fell to the apes. I think that's a really good idea. But yeah, did not make my list.
So that is our podcast. We're definitely going to keep doing more of these. So I definitely have a couple more ideas that we could try to do and try to like discuss.
There's a new Netflix movie out we could review.
Yeah, we could definitely try to review that.
Project Power, I think.
And there, like, I have an idea. It's like once October comes around, that's going to be awesome because I have a lot of ideas for horror ideas and stuff like that. And I was thinking maybe we could do like a top 10 comedies and like, I have a lot of ideas. So if you're new to the channel, make sure to like and subscribe. And we'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.